Your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Here are the rules of engagement. Yeah, we got rules in this program. It's a little dictatorship. First, if you want to interact with the program, it's really easy to do. You can at any time, whether you're listening to me live or via Memrex, you can text me anything, you can tell me anything, you can ask me anything. The number you use is 33103. 33103. In your message box, start your message out with the word Mike or Michael, either one, and then tell me anything or ask me anything. Second thing to do is if you'd like to find a local affiliate when they air the program. Many of the affiliates replay the program at different times or over the weekend. If you want to find the social media icons where you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, X, or Instagram. If you'd like to listen to the podcast. If you would like to see some of the stories that we talk about. You can find all of that at this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Click on, for example, the How to Listen tab, and that'll show you the affiliates. There's an interactive map where you can see all the affiliates around the country. And then subscribe to the podcast. Here's how you do that. It's really easy. You take your podcast app, and you search for this podcast called The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit the subscribe button. And then you'll get all of the 5 days of the weekday program, which airs Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time, and you'll get the 3 hours of the weekend program. That gives you 23 hours of me. Yeah, 23 and me. That's what you get when you subscribe to the podcast. And I really do appreciate subscriptions to the podcast. There's several items I want to try to cover this hour. And let's start with the spending bill. The Senate stayed up until, I don't know, past midnight this morning or something. And they, you know, Congress has just abdicated. And I think we, the people, have been the enablers. Congress is like a battered wife, a battered spouse. And we're the enablers. We just keep doing it. And we keep allowing them to do it. And I know on the retail level, in terms of retail politics, that there's not a lot of things that Republicans can do. But here I'm talking about both Republicans and Democrats. I'm not talking just about a border bill. I'm not talking just about spending on border agents. I'm not talking just about Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. I'm not talking just about the war in Ukraine or what we're doing in Taiwan or supporting Israel. I'm not talking about any of that stuff in particular. I'm talking about overall. Let's have one of our out-of-body experiences, and let's talk about spending. Because if there is anything on the horizon, you know, forget that numbnut we talked about in the first hour about climate change. He's a total idiot. Climate change? No. Ask me how much I'm worried about climate change. That's how much I'm worried about climate change. Ask me how much I'm actually worried about Israel's trying to, their attempt to eliminate Hamas. I wish them well. Ask me about the Ukrainians. I wish them well. Ask me about Taiwan. I wish them well. What do I really worry about? A global financial collapse led by this country's inability to sustain and service its debt. And our debt grows every single year to the tune of trillions of dollars. So much so that today we are spending $1 trillion out of a, let's just say a $4 trillion. So we're spending 25% of our budget, which we still borrow, just servicing the debt, just paying the interest. James Madison, one of the founding fathers, wrote in Federalist Number 58. Here's what he wrote. The House of Representatives cannot only refuse, but they alone can propose the supplies requisite for the support of government. They, in a word, hold the purse, that powerful instrument by which we behold, in the history of the British Constitution, an infant and humble representation of the people, gradually enlarging the sphere of its activity and importance, and finally reducing, as far as it seems to have wished, all the overgrown prerogatives of the other branches of the government. He continues, power over the purse may, in fact, be regarded as the most complete and effectual weapon with which any constitution can arm the immediate representatives of the people for obtaining the redress of every grievance and for carrying into effect every just and salutary measure. All right. Now, let's just fast forward. Let's time travel to 2024. Let's time travel to right now. The House of Representatives and now the Senate, after what they've done in conjunction with the House. But the House in particular is making an absolute mockery of the once sacred power of the purse. They're abusing it over and over and over to enrich themselves by making certain that they stay in power and then enriching their friends both in D.C. and on Wall Street. I'm becoming a radical about this particular issue. The Republican led, albeit only by a margin of two votes, and Mike Gallagher, announced before I finished my show, or actually while I was on here, I didn't notice, that he's leaving Congress. So now the House of Representatives is controlled by the Republicans, or will be once he resigns, by one vote. One vote. They just passed a $1.2 trillion omnibus spending bill, which will allow for the government to print and spend even more money through the end of the year, way past the 2024 presidential election. So, whew, got that taken care of, right? So now that they've secured the bag for everybody, all of the numbnuts inside the Beltway, now they're taking off for Easter. You know, can I just, a footnote here? Easter's coming up, not this Sunday, next Sunday. Many of us in Christendom will be celebrating the resurrection of Christ. When I was a kid, we got Good Friday off, and we usually got Monday after Easter off. It was a four-day weekend. That's long disappeared. Easter's being relegated to an afterthought. But not in Congress. No. Now, I know that you're going to take 2 weeks off for Easter, starting today, but Congress is too. Oh, you're not? You're not taking a two-week vacation for Easter? Well, they are. Because they work so hard. This omnibus spending bill passed 286 to 134. Now, that means that fewer than half of the House Republicans voted for it. And it passed the Senate with ease. For the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, it was truly a betrayal of his own caucuses and a total capitulation to the special interests that rule D.C. I suspect he has commenced the process of cashing out now that he's done his job for the ruling elite, which brings us to the most pressing of issues, money and numbers. If your household reaches the end of its budget, you take immediate steps. You ask for a raise. Good luck with that. You ask for a raise. You take on a second job. You cut spending. It's the most immediate thing that you and I can do if we fall short any given week, any given month. I don't get the extra Diet Coke. We don't go out to dinner one night. We cut back on our use of the cars. We do whatever. Turn down the thermostat. Tell me what Congress has done. Tell me what they've done. They'll tell you that they've cut spending. What they're really telling you is they've cut the increase in the spending. The spending is still increasing, but they've cut the rate of increase. Which means let's get to the real issues of money and numbers, because advocates for sound monetary policy and fiscal sanity just don't have the manpower necessary inside the Beltway to shake things up and turn around the colossal spending spree that will bankrupt this country. There's just no evidence that we're moving in the direction of getting the debt spiral under control at all. At all. In fact, the opposite is occurring. And it's happening at an increasing pace. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Thomas Massey. Oh, and maybe Chip Roy. Next.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code LISTEN. Use code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Before I continue about, I want to talk about Thomas Massie, Republican congressman from Kentucky, and Chip Roy, congressman from Texas. Before I continue, I want to confess something. I get sick of this subject. I really do. I feel like I'm tilting at windmills. I forget who the artist is of the woman screaming into the wind. Or as like we like to say in cowboy country, I'm pissing on the fence. I'm pissing in the wind. Because it seems that no matter how much they know that this is probably a greater existential threat to the future of this country than even China or Russia or the invasion on the southern border or anything else, this is the one thing they don't do anything about. And then they lie to you and they say they do. And I just get tired of it. But we can't stop talking about it. We can't ignore it. It's the elephant in the room. And the more that I can explain to anyone in the sound of my voice the reality of where we are, and then if you can then take that information that I give you and pass it on to other people, perhaps in my idealistic world, we can stop the insanity. Or we'll have the insanity stopped for us because we'll turn into the Weimar Republic of Germany, or for that matter, Argentina. And we'll see 1,000% inflation. And then you'll recognize what real inflation is like and what all this spending is doing. And then people will look over their shoulders. They'll turn around, they'll look, and they'll go, what the hell? Have you ever looked at something in your house? Have you ever, like, you're cleaning out your closet. You're cleaning out a drawer. or you look on a bookshelf somewhere in your house, and you look at something, and you go, when and why did I buy that? You know you've done it. I've done it. I've looked at something, and I thought, what was I thinking? And if it's old enough, I'll wonder, and I wonder how much that cost. And then I do this little calculation in my head. Let's say whatever I'm looking at costs $100. And I'm thinking, wow, that's $100 I could have in my checking account right now. And I could, and then I could go spend it on something else that, you know, 5 years from now I look at and go, well, why the hell did I buy that? But that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing every single day in this country. We're buying crap that we're going to turn around, we're going to look at, and we're going to go, well, what was that for? You know, if it were fighter jets, submarines, if it was for, you know, more military people, if it was for something that I thought was actually important to the safety and security of the country, I might go, okay, well, I get it. But I don't. Go look, you know, go look for your house today. Just to drive this point home. Go look for your house or your office, wherever you are today, and find something that you, and think to yourself, why did I buy this? And how much money did I spend on it? And wouldn't you rather have that money today? Because, well, you got to put the gas in the car today, and you could use that $100 to fill the car up. But back to Thomas Massie and Chip Roy. There's only one Thomas Massie. There's only one Chip Roy. There are about 40 members, give or take, of the House Freedom Caucus. That is, you know, Congress has these different little caucuses. You got the Congressional Black Caucus. You got the House Freedom Caucus. You've got the, you know, you got whatever the squad calls themselves. All these little caucuses, they're groups of like-minded people that get together and caucus. They're organized entities. Well, the Freedom Caucus is the only organized entity in Congress that is consistently opposed to these spending sprees. 40 members? That's less than 10% of the House. In the Senate, it's even worse. It's basically Rand Paul from Kentucky, Mike Lee from Utah, and occasionally a few others that, you know, they all versus the world. Our national debt is approaching $35 trillion. And at the current spending rate, it may well be $40 trillion, not 10 years down the road, gang. No, and I'm not talking 10 years down the road. The $35 trillion debt today could be $40 trillion at some point next year. Next year. Now, you take that rate of increase and you start extrapolating it out to 5-10 years down the road, and you'll start worrying about your grandchildren. Actually, you'll start worrying about yourself. Happy weekend, everybody. $40 trillion. This money printer-fueled economic system is really as far away from free markets as it has ever been. And this money printer-fueled economic system is rewarding the ruling class at the expense of every single one of you. Social Security, a Ponzi scheme, Medicare, Medicaid, costs rising to astronomical heights. How much does that account for the federal budget? What do you think? Text the word Michael to 33103. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. What do you think it accounts for?
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The summer term course schedule is now available online for Shasta College. Priority registration will soon be starting, so beat the crowds, contact a counselor if you need to, dust off the ed plan, and check out when your priority registration time is on your My Shasta or at www.shastacollege.edu. March 28th is for continuing students, TRIO students, continuing student athletes, baccalaureate degree student cohort, UMOGAA students, MESA students, and college course students.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Interested? Please come to the informational meeting for a thorough presentation with a question and answer period. Wednesday, March 27th at 3 p.m. at the Redding City Hall Community Room.
Please apply now.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to Meeting with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about one of the most exciting topics you could discuss. the federal budget, and how it truly is the existential threat. So as I said at the end of the last segment, the national debt is now approaching $35 trillion. And the way we're spending money now, that national debt may increase as high as $40 trillion, not 5 years down the road. Now I'm whispering like Joe Biden. It may increase to $40 trillion at some point in the next year. As I said, Social Security, Ponzi scheme, Medicare, Medicaid, astronomical costs. Do you know that Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid account for around half of the annual federal budget? Half, 50%, just for those. Those programs now cost Americans $3.2 trillion annually. And nobody in Congress wants to do anything about it because they don't want to upset seniors and lose their votes. You don't have to upset seniors. You can grandfather seniors out of the program. You can say, if you're on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid now, you will stay on it. But everybody behind you, we have to come up with something different. Now, the only solace, if there really is any at all, is the reality that virtually every other country in the entire planet, on the entire planet, is also destroying their own national and supranational currencies with debt and debasement. We are literally in a race to the bottom, including, you may hear otherwise because of propaganda, but including communist China. Still, even though you can take solace that, well, we're all going off the cliff, think about that. What happens if this country defaults? Now, I'm not saying the country is going to default, but we're certainly not reining things in. We don't have a mortgage company, even though I guess you and I are, that's coming to us and saying, you know, wait a minute, we're getting worried about your ability to pay for your mortgage. In fact, we may put you in a receivership so that we can control your finances. Maybe that's what we ought to do to the United States Congress, just put it in receivership. Appoint you and me as trustees, and we'll get it under control. But the fact that we're all racing to the bottom in the entire world, I guess the only thing that does is it gives us more time to at least acknowledge our position. And, you know, we can plan accordingly. We actually can. The stewards of the American monetary system are knowingly destroying it to save their own short-term ambitions. Now, until that reality changes, if it ever does, it's not worth holding out hope for them to, I don't know, suddenly and dramatically reverse course. Why? Because the incentives are all backwards, and the results are effectively locked in. We're not going to vote our way out of these conditions through this democratic process or through these elections we have every 2 years. Now, if you're outside of the cartel, if you're outside of the cabal, you may want to consider embracing the freer, fairer systems that we can access today. That's why some people like Bitcoin. That's why others like gold, silver, or other instruments that aren't as easily corrupted as a fiat monetary system. And indeed, that may be the way that we have to go. For more than 230 years, Americans, patriotic Americans, have wanted the dollar to be the most powerful instrument in the world that secures a robust free market system. But who are the stewards of the dollar? Well, members of Congress, 535 members of Congress, one president, and the Federal Reserve. And let's just say the chairman, but you have all the governors of the Federal Reserve. So you have 537 people who are the stewards of the dollar. And what are they doing? Well, as I said, at some point, the aggrieved party must give up on this abusive relationship. We the people don't have to embrace the abusive relationship any longer. That's why all these alternative forms of exchange are beginning to take hold. You know, I'm one of those people that when Bitcoin first came out, I could not get my head around it. But nonetheless, I understood just enough of it that I thought, yeah, I'll put a little bit of money in. I've never touched it. I occasionally look at it. I know it's had a big run-up. I'm not sure what the exact rate is. Let me just pull it up and see what the rate is today. Boop, I got to put my code in. This is live radio. Yeah. So let's see. Bitcoin is trading at $65,413 per coin. It's up 2.4% today. Ethereum is trading at a little over $3,400 per coin. It's up 1.6%. You wonder why it's running up? The same way that gold prices tend to, over time, continue. Gold goes up and down, but if you chart the trend line of gold, it continues upward. Gold that I bought when I was in law school for, I forget, $200, $300 an ounce. I don't know what gold price is today. I can look it up real quickly. But this is why people invest in gold, because they recognize that the fiat money, gold's trading at $2,165.64 an ounce, $2,100 an ounce. Now, it's down precipitously, well, from $2,179 down to $2,159, and in the past, what does this appear to be, the past, few hours, it's jumped back up to $2,165. But when you look at gold over a, let me just look over a 20-year period. From $500 an ounce to $2,100 an ounce. Now, why do you think that is? Because gold reserves, I mean, I know we continue to produce, mine and produce gold, but it's because, remember our discussion about smart money in New York knows that that's a bad place to invest? Smart money starts chasing alternate forms of security. And in this case, Bitcoin, Ethereum, gold, silver, other precious metals, or even minerals. I mean, in any number of things. People need to preserve their assets. People need to find ways to preserve the cash value of whatever assets they might have. Don't want to be a doomsayer, but although I guess I am in some ways. But unless and until members of Congress actually fulfill their obligation and are actually honest, and until the American people understand that they're being lied to, every time they, you know, I guarantee to you, but for the fact that they've gone off on vacation for Easter for 2 weeks, sucks to be them, doesn't it? So even though they're going to be off for 2 weeks, if they weren't, here's what you would be hearing, and you still may hear it on the Sunday news shows, because even though they may have gone back to their districts for vacation, oh, they won't pass up the opportunity to be on the Sunday news shows. Here's what you'll hear. Well, we didn't get everything we wanted in this bill, but we got some really good stuff in this bill. We got, I don't know, maybe more Border Patrol agents, or we got more money for X, we got more money for Y, or they'll tell you this, and we were able to reduce spending. You know, what will happen is whoever that anchor is on Sunday's news shows, if a member of Congress says, well, we were able to reduce spending by X, what they won't be asked is, okay, so you reduced spending by X. How much did it really go up? Because if the spending went up to, you know, $1 million, but instead you increase the spending only to $900,000, you still increase the spending by $900,000. Oh, yeah, but we reduced it. We reduced the spending. Bull crap. Utter bull crap. But that's what you know, mark my words, because the more I think about this out loud, they may be off on vacation, but there won't be a dearth of people that are willing to either go to a local studio, or to stay in D.C. at least for the weekend, because I got 2 weeks, to stay in D.C. for the weekend or go or travel up to New York to appear on, you know, the CBS, you know, Sunday show, Face the Nation, or on George Stephanopoulos' show this week or whatever he calls it, Meet the Press, and then all of the Sunday news shows on the cable channels. They'll all have congressmen talking about the budget. And, well, we didn't get everything we wanted, but this is a really good deal. Mark my words. I'll bet you the ranch on that one. It's a really good deal. Really? Says who? Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. A good deal for who?
Hey folks, Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital. I've been warning you for some time about our $34 trillion debt bomb. When it blows, are you ready? I ask this question to investors every day. If you started retirement planning 20 years ago, how much more do you need now? 2 times more? 4 times more? Runaway debt is causing the purchasing power of your dollars to evaporate, and money printing is accelerating. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year just to pay interest on our debt. So I ask, are you prepared to wake up one day to find the value of your savings slashed in half? If not, there's an answer. Gold. Government won't stop printing money, but you can help protect your wealth. Start by calling 1-800-927-2400 for Lear's free report on rising debt and rising gold. It's one of those light bulb moments. And when you call, ask how you can get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, written by Alan Ball, directed by Erin Haney Stewart. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress is a comedic exploration of love and friendship as five diverse bridesmaids find solace in a bedroom during a wedding reception, revealing the complexities of their relationship. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, March 8th through 24th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. You know, I always want to close out every weekend program with telling all of you how much I appreciate you either listening live, listening on a delayed broadcast, listening to the podcast, however you listen to the weekend program. I sincerely appreciate you doing it. And let me also promote the weekday program. If you are outside Colorado, and you'd like to hear more of the things that I talk about, you can listen to me Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Time, which is what? That's noon to 1. Or I'm sorry, that's 9 to 6, 7, 8. No, that's 8. It's 8 to noon East Coast time. You can listen to me Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 Mountain Time, on your iHeartRadio app. The station is 630 KHOW. And you can tune in and listen to me anytime during the week, too. But I sincerely do appreciate everybody tuning in. So there's a study out led by the University of Turku in Finland. You know, I talked last week about a study that showed that in terms of countries being the happiest countries in the world, that the United States had dropped clear out of, not just out of the top 10, they dropped out of the top 20 to number 23 in the entire world. Well, now there's another study out that shows that people who subscribe to woke ideology and the cause of social justice are more likely than conservatives like you and me to be anxious, depressed, or maybe even both. The critical social justice attitude scale. Don't you ever wonder? Well, you shouldn't wonder, but here's what happens. Some researchers somewhere decide, you know what, we have a study of this. I bet we could get a grant for it. Even in Finland, where this study comes from. I bet we can get the government to give us a grant to study this. Well, what are we going to study? Well, we're going to put something together called the Critical Social Justice Attitude Scale. And what we're going to do is we're going to evaluate 900 people based on their agreement or disagreement with certain culturally charged statements, such as, if white people have, on average, a higher level of income than black people, that's because of racism. Or this one. University reading lists should include fewer white or European authors. All right. You don't like either one of those? How about this one? Trans women. Now, if you're a trans, see, I finally figured out how to understand trans man versus trans woman. If you're a trans woman, that means you're a man transitioning to a woman. And if you're a trans man, that means you are a woman transitioning to a male. See, I still stumble over it. How about this statement? Trans women who compete with women in sports are not helping women's rights. Now, if you scored a higher score on the critical social justice attitude scale that correlated with strong woke beliefs, but it turned out that overall you had a lower level of mental well-being was mostly associated with being on the political left and not specifically with having a higher critical social justice attitude scale score. Women were found to be more susceptible to woke ideology than men, and people who identified as non-binary supporters of leftist political parties and female studies a student studying humanities, educational, social sciences were also found to be disproportionately woke. I got a theory about that. I think conservatives are generally just happier. We understand, like, you know, some of this stuff is serious, but we might as well laugh at it. You know, Andrew Breitbart was really known as the happy warrior, and he believed that the way to oppose a lot of the stuff that conservatives oppose is to do it with humor, to do it with a smile on our face. How many times have you watched it? It drives me crazy. It drives me batty. You're watching a cable news show. Well, first stop doing that and start listening to this instead. So you're watching a cable news show, And it's either, you know, maybe they got a wide shot and there's four or five people in the panel. But most often it's a three-box shot. And you got the anchor in the middle staring blindly at the camera. And then you got the two yahoos on either side, a conservative and a liberal. And what are they doing? They're just yelling over each other. That's usually when I flip over and try to find the cartoons. Where's the Roadrunner? I want to watch the Roadrunner. People just tend to be happier. I wish that we could all approach politics as Andrew Breitbart did, with a sense of glee and joy and happiness. And why do I say that? Because if you believe in freer markets, if you believe in a more pure system of capitalism, if you believe in private property rights, if you believe in choice, and when I say choice, I'm not necessarily talking about abortion. I'm talking about the ability to go out and to choose what you do. Choose how you dress. Choose how you live. Choose who your lover is. Choose who your partner is. Choose, you know, choice is all part of not just a free market, but a free society. But isn't it interesting how those on the left want to take choice away? Isn't it fascinating to me how every time you turn around, they want to limit choice. And they do it through government fiat. You know, they want us to stop eating meat. Well, screw you. I grew up in cattle country. That's not going to happen. I prefer to get my protein from a nice, juicy bone-in ribeye than I do from some stir-fried crickets. Just, I don't know, personal taste. Or maybe some really good sushi, you know, from somewhere in Asia, Southeast Asia or Japan. Yeah, meat, protein. That's where I want to get my protein. And I should be able to choose that if I want to. What I drive, how much I drive, whether I drive from here to my undisclosed location in New Mexico, or I just drive to and from the studio. Stop at McDonald's on my way home to get another Diet Coke. Choice. Choice is what makes this country great. Those who want to take it away should always ask, what's the motivation? Thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you can text me anytime that you're, well, even if you're not hearing my voice, you can text me. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you next weekend.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.